Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're rejoined by a firm favourite on the show, Craig Earlham, senior market commentator at Oanda. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
Still trying to say Oanda properly, but I'll get there.
You get in there.
We've got three markets to look at. The first, I believe, could be Brent crude.
It could well be. Brent crude, continues to be a talking point at the start of the year. Once again, we've seen a rise up to around these 57.50 levels. But as we've seen on the last couple of occasions when we've seen any rally in Brent, we seem to be seeing some early profit-taking. And for the second time over the last few weeks, this profit-taking has been quite significant. We can see the long upper wicks on those candles, and yesterday we actually finished lower. This suggests to me that there isn't too much bullish appetite this stage. I think I'd be a very reluctant bull at these levels. I think markets have fully bought into this OPEC deal, and for me, the only likelihood or the greater path of least resistance comes to the downside, because even full implementation of this deal leaves very little upside moves for Brent crude, especially at a time when the US could rejoin the markets. And I think that's what the charts are reflecting at this stage. The charts are reflecting a cautious market, one whereby they're almost anticipating non-compliance on some parts which could threaten the deal. Now, what we tend to see when we see these moves higher is, we've seen a couple of sell-offs into the rallies, but the markets are continuing to grind higher. This says to me that we could continue to see it grind higher very slowly, but the fact that we're lacking momentum in the stochastic and the MACD suggests that people are very cautious at these higher levels. As I've already said, we could see it push through towards $60 over the next few weeks. I'm not writing off that possibility, but as I said at the start of this, I think I'd be a very reluctant bull at these kinds of levels.
But is it sort of the case that almost everything on the fundamental front that could be thrown at this market has been thrown at it, and clearly it's also going to be under pressure just from the very strong dollar, isn't it?
Anything bullish that could be thrown at it has been thrown at it, like you say. I think the fundamentals which could come now for oil seem to be more to the bearish side, the stronger dollar, of course, being one of them, non-compliance being another, US output being another. I don't see how we're going to get a spring higher, barring any actual production issues, which we shouldn't write off. We saw a number of those over the last couple of years. They could potentially be bullish in the shorter term for oil. But as it stands, looking at the longer term fundamental outlook, I think we are going to see some stability in oil prices, and a break above $60 seems quite unlikely to me at this stage.
Okay, well, let's go for gold now and see where that is at the moment. Looking rather more perky than of late.
Yeah, we seem to be seeing the news in gold. We saw a strong sell-off in gold over the in the run-up to the actual FOMC decision in the middle of December, and since then we seem to have seen a rebound off these 1120 levels. 1150 initially looked as though it could provide some resistance for gold, maybe establish a range between the 1100 1150 levels, but we've actually just peaked above here just a little bit, and it seems already today we are seeing a little bit more bullish bullishness appearing in gold. So I think we could potentially be looking at the 11.7, 11.80 levels in the shorter term, potentially even retesting 1200 as a new area of resistance a little bit beyond that. But I don't see any significant upside because, as we were just mentioning with oil, the fundamentals really are against gold at this stage. Stronger dollar, faster pace of tightening, higher inflation, faster rate of growth in the US. All of these fundamentals don't necessarily shout bullish gold at this stage. So I think anything we're seeing right now is a correction, a retracement, more so than general gold bullishness.
So anything towards 1200 may be a shorting opportunity?
Well, obviously I can't give advice on this, but I do think it wouldn't surprise me if we do see $1,200 provide quite substantial resistance. If we do see any, it wouldn't surprise me if we see some profit taken on any long positions going into that level.
Very diplomatic of you to say that. Let's go on to the final market there, which is the US dollar versus the Canadian dollar. Traditionally inverse to the crude price or the oil price. What's your take here?
Yeah, we have seen the Canadian dollar have quite a decent relationship with oil prices, and what I find interesting, of course, today we are seeing oil having a small rally again, and this appears to be helping drive the dollar CAD through that 134 support, which was quite an important level of support over the last couple of days. It looked as though we could potentially see another nudge higher on the back of this, but that rally in oil prices today appearing to overpower any dollar strength which we are seeing. The break of this 134 support, which we have seen actually since I sent you this chart, potentially opening up a move back towards the 132-133 region, 133 being that prior area of support, 132 being the bottom of that rising channel, which you can see on the chart. All things considered, I think this does still remain in a short to medium term uptrend, and therefore any break below 132 would come as a little bit of a surprise to me at this stage. And given that we've already touched on the oil chart and stated that it is looking a little overbought, we could see some further upside in oil, which would be bullish for Canadian dollar. But I think any substantial upside would come as a shock to me then. Therefore, I think any significant downside in dollar CAD would also come as a shock to me as well. So I think 132, 133 could be a solid support in this pair. And beyond that, I do think we could potentially see some further upside to follow. Any break below above 136, which is the most recent levels of resistance, could spark a move back towards around the 138, which would bring us back to a new area of resistance, prior support in the pair, and also back towards the top of the channel as well. So I think we are seeing some interesting trading ranges appear in this dollar Canadian pair.
And what would be out of those three markets, what would be your trade of the day?
What would be my trade of the day? I think the dollar Canadian's looking the most interesting of the three, to be honest. Like I say, oil, we could potentially still see a bit of a slow grind high, even though these rallies are being sold into. Gold, I think we are seeing a slower move materialise. I think we are just seeing the establishment of a new trading range and maybe some profit taking on the initial short positions. Whereas dollar CAD, I think, is we're seeing quite a nice rally forming, and therefore, while we are seeing this pullback, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw these 132, 133 levels bought into, and therefore I think we're seeing the nicer trend forming in dollar Canadian.
Craig Earlham, Senior Market Commentator at Oanda, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.